Most of the schools in Detroit, Michigan were closed yesterday and Monday. Hundreds of teachers there staged a massive sick-out, but they still arrived to protest over a crisis that's been decades in the making. The city's population has dropped by almost two-thirds since its peak in the 1950s. School enrollment has dropped by 100,000 students in the last decade alone. With fewer students, the city gets less state funding for its schools, and that's put them in tremendous debt. There's also alleged corruption in the school system and low student achievement. Michigan state lawmakers are considering a $33 million emergency loan for Detroit schools, but at this point, the system says it'll run out of money to pay its teachers by the end of June.
It's teachers calling in sick, but it's the school system that's really ailing.
The future of Detroit is as much at stake here as the future of the school system.
Detroit public school teachers protesting Monday, calling in sick en masse, forcing all but three schools in the district to close. The issue? Money. Not enough to pay some teachers in July and August.
We have already worked. So if we continue to work, it will be like we are working for free. What profession works for free?
The school district is deeply in debt, $515 million so far, and will run out of funds on July 1st. Unless the state legislature steps up with more cash, and quickly.
The Michigan legislature understands the urgency and importance of the reform legislation that is before it.
It's not the first sick out in Detroit. In January, teachers walked out over poor school conditions. In some cases, there were rats, cockroaches, black mold, and even crumbling ceilings. This time, teachers have had enough.
We have reached a breaking point. Enough is enough.
The district says this latest walkout doesn't help. In fact, it will cost them $2 million in state funding. Instead, it wants the community to put pressure on lawmakers.
Usually, you eat the pizza and throw the box away. Now, you can eat both. A pizzeria in Brooklyn, New York, has invented a pizza box made out of pizza. It's like three pizzas in one. It might not be as germ-free as a pizza box normally keeps a pie. And at $40 a box, it doesn't save you many bucks. But except for a plastic piece inside that separates the box from the pizza, the inside pizza, the restaurant says it's totally biodegradable. So is it enough to blow the lid off cardboard boxes? It does cost a little more dough and it looks pretty crusty, but at least you don't need to toss it. Everyone can get a piece of the pie, even when only the box is left. And the invention baked up one great unboxing video. I'm Carlos Zeus, and we thank you for giving us a slice of your day.